Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
After 50 years, a long-lost guitar played by John Lennon on many seminal Beatles hits has been discovered in an attic and is now up for grabs. Julian's Auctions announced yesterday that Lennon's Framus 12 Hootenanny acoustic guitar, which he played on the classics Help, You Gotta Hide Your Love Away, It's Only Love, I've Seen a Face, and Norwegian Wood, will be up for auction during a two-day event in New York City next month. The release dubbed the instrument the most important Beatles guitar to ever come to market and noted that it's expected to go for more than $800,000.
Wow. Yeah, you got to have some little extra cash laying around.
Yeah. I bet it goes for more than that.
Woo. I do too, Carl. I really do.
And it's been missing, did you say?
Well, yeah, they said they hadn't found it. It was just up in somebody's attic.
Private collection somewhere, no doubt. Yeah. Wow, that'd be a nice find, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
How come that never happens to me?
Well, they just did that with Paul McCartney's bass, too.
Well,
that's
I don't
a solid
throw,
point.
But that's a good point, Carl. I don't throw anything away because it might be worth something someday.
$800,000.
No, not that much. But anyway,
We're always talking about people and their addictions, like Morgan Wallen throwing his chair over, you know, addicted to alcohol. So I'm gonna go the opposite with this. I just want to say congrats to Eminem. He posted on his Instagram his recovery button. It said Unity Service and Recovery. He has been sober for 16 years.
Wow. Good.
He got sober in 2008 and shared that he had previously been addicted to Vicodin, Valium, and alcohol. And some nights, I don't even know how this is possible, he said he was taking up to 75 to 80 volumes a night.
No.
I was like, there's no way that's possible, is it?
I feel like you would be in the hospital.
Wouldn't you be asleep?
Dead. I would think you would be dead.
Yeah, that seems unlikely.
But congrats to him.
Yeah, good for him.
It looks like Google has dismissed and fired more than 50 staffers now in the wake of the in-office protests over the company's cloud computing deals with Israel. That's according to an activist group representing the former employees. No Tech for Apartheid has protested the cloud computing contracts Google and Amazon have with the Israeli government since 2021. The group said that Google fired more than 20 employees Monday, bringing the total firing up to 50. Google has said, and this is their press release, in our investigation into these events, it is now concluded, and we have terminated the employment of additional employees who were found to have been directly involved and disrupting activity. So they fired them all.
And these are people who had protested their involvement with it? Is that correct?
They were, if you remember, I think it was the beginning of the week, maybe the end of last week, they fired those 9 people.
Right.
There were more involved. So these are the they're shaking out, finding out who was all involved in it, and they fired them all.
I feel like nowadays people expect their company to or anybody to take a stance on a particular issue, and if they don't agree, they're like, I can't even associate with you.
I know, it's ridiculous.
I'm just kind of wondering if there's going to be a lawsuit involved with this. I'm
sure there is. I'm guessing there will be, yeah.
But a groundbreaking bill. It's the first of its kind in the U.S. This is launching in a certain state. I'll let you guys guess. That's going to prohibit security screening company Clear from operating in airports. Anybody want to take a guess?
California.
It's always California.
Yeah. What did they do that's so offensive?
They are targeting companies that offer paid expedited security clearance to consumers. Senator Josh Newman, a California Democrat, and Bill Sponsor argues that Clear enables wealthier individuals to bypass regular TSA queues, disadvantaging other travelers.
Because they can pay to have the thing where they just go right through.
To get the fast pass or whatever it's called.
Basically, yeah.
Does that include TSA pre-check?
I'm wondering if it's the same thing.
No, because that's run by the government.
I was going to say, that's a thing everywhere, right?
Yeah,
but Clear is private.
Yeah, but anybody can apply for TSA pre-check.
You still have to pay.
You have to pay for it. Maybe this is a company that's trying to make money by telling you that they'll handle that for you. You think?
I don't know. But not only with TSA PreCheck, you have to go get an interview in person, too, at the airport.
What? Really?
Yes.
An interview? What do they ask you? Are you a terrorist?
Yes. That is exactly. Yeah. That's the first question.
Basically, and some of us aren't allowed to go through TSA PreCheck anymore.
Seriously, what do they ask you?
I don't know. It was only like 15 minutes. I think
it wasn't very long.
It's the thing that if you show up, and like some people are like, I don't want to go. And so you don't go, and then you...
You don't get TSA PreCheck.
Right. Yeah. I did not know you
had to
do an
interview.
You'd have
to fly a lot for
it's
that
not
to be
hard
a big deal.
Oh, no. It is worth it every penny.
Yes.
Really? Fly enough.
Yes. Even if you fly like once a year, it is worth it.
I'll look into that someday when I'm eligible again.
When you're not banned.
Yeah, I'll explain that again if you've missed that story. But
it's a good story.
It is a good story. It's a warning shot for all of you.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.